Hey, today I want to talk about some advice I have here for new college students. Whether you are just starting a semester for the first time or you're going to be, this is for you. And if somebody is listening that knows a college student, feel free to pass this along. We'll get started here in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tim Price Go Harvest Podcast, a podcast designed to offer practical insight and encouragement to local church ministry leaders. We're thrilled to have you join us during this second season of the podcast and invite you to help us continue to reach new people by hitting subscribe and the 5-star rating. Blessings on you and your ministry, and for now, let's turn it over to Tim Price.
Today I want to take a few minutes to talk about advice for living out your faith as a new college student. It's obvious that faith in Christ goes beyond high school. And this transition from high school to college is a monumental time in life. It's the first real opportunity a person has to live out one's faith without being in the home on a regular basis. You're kind of on your own. But too often, high school students equate faith with what they did as a kid and as a student in their church or student ministry. And all of a sudden, this newfound freedom causes them to sink or swim in some ways. And so if you're a kid that grew up in church or grew up in a Christian home, it's likely that you were either pulled to church or, you know, invited to come or persuaded or had to based on the rules. Maybe you wanted to just based on the heritage and tradition of your family. I'm not sure. But it's also likely you were part of a youth group. And I do know that many churches don't do very well at transitioning from students to adults. And in fact, most student ministries have trouble hanging on to kids in the last couple years of high school just because of work and obligations and really this idea of pulling away, becoming your own person and trying to, you know, nail down life and your flow and what you're doing, and the church is there to support. But when you look at the graphs, there aren't too many in that number of 18 to 25-year-olds actively connected to the church. And we want to make sure that as a student, we don't miss that transition. Going off to college is part of that. You kind of leave your home and participate in a new way of living and new dorm and new life. If you're doing traditional route, if you're commuting, that's another thing. If you're going off to work, that's a whole nother thing. But in any case, this is a new season. So I just want to share a few thoughts about continuing to grow in your faith. Here's the first one. If you have headed off to college, you need to find a campus group that focuses on Jesus and His Word. You could do this by just asking around, research a little bit, respond to invitations from others. When people are involved in those groups, they often will invite other people to be a part of it. Take a risk and show up. One of the hardest things to do in a new setting is just to show up. And it's but it's also such a benefit and an encouragement to the group who's inviting people to come. When you show up to a group on campus, most often you'll be really welcomed. If you're a leader or feel nudged to become a leader, one of the best ways to get involved is to take on a role of serving in such a ministry. If you can find a campus ministry that you can be a part of and serve in either music or leading or small groups or teaching or helping in any way, that's going to help you connect even quicker. So if you are staying at home and commuting to school, which is becoming more and more popular based on wherever it is that you're from, you can still be a part of things. You can stay involved in your home church. You can connect with students that you meet and participate in other churches. I've seen both of those work really well. But here are some things you can do. You can serve in your church ministry. Talk with a pastor or a student pastor or worship leader about your interest and about the needs of your home church. You could check on the possibility of serving as a ministry intern in your home church now that you are out of high school. Or you can also get involved in a campus group as a commuter. Your campus might have a group that offers unique worship times or student ministry type events like late night worship chapel or some sort of Bible study or small group. And it's not necessarily always that easy just to get plugged in, especially when you're commuting, but you have the opportunities available. You just have to put them together and work a little harder to make sure you connect. The third bit of advice is to grow in your discipleship and faith. And this is a big one. Basically, you have permission to continue to follow Jesus and to continue to learn and learn new things as a college student. Contrary to our modern culture and every story you hear in the movies and everything else, you don't have to throw away your faithfulness and discipleship to Jesus and your learning how to be a child of God and a disciple as you're going out the window and party yourself into a frenzy when you go off to college. Of course, there's opportunities to be tempted to do all kinds of things, but and God will use your college experience, and whether it's good or bad, the Lord can continue moving you down the path no matter how windy it is. But there's no reason to just assume that the only option is to go into party mode. God's going to open your mind to new ideas. He's going to awaken your heart to a calling for His work to be done in you. And God can use the foundation you build in college to catapult you into a successful life as a Christ follower in whatever avenue of life that you're in. You don't have to just go crazy when you get to college. You can continue to grow in your discipleship and your faith. Another thought is that we can invest college breaks. As a college student, I know that it's easy to feel like you are super, super busy, but you really haven't seen anything yet compared from college to real life. You still have your summers free for the most part. You still have week-long breaks 3 or 4 times throughout the year. And instead of squandering those breaks, invest them. Invest them in serving on mission trips, be a part of ministries that happen, learn all you can. Take those times to allow God to invest in you in these life-changing and direction-spinning events. The times that I've been on mission trips as a college student were some of the formative times in my life. I was on a mission trip in college where a bunch of the students were all of a sudden practically ready to drop out of school and move to Mexico and start helping. I remember thinking on that trip, I might be called to do that. Who knows? I'll be open to that. But really what I felt like in a more practical sense was that God was calling me to serve in mission every year, to be a part of that as a lifestyle. And to remind myself that I wanted to be on some kind of mission trip every single year, as opposed to just changing everything in life right then and moving to Mexico. I thought, I'm going to commit to making sure that I take a mission trip every single year of my life. When you invest college breaks in something good like that, you're going to have a lot of impact. And even if you are working somewhere, you can arrange your schedule as a student. There's a lot of grace for student life, high school or college, or even grad school. Employers realize that it's a unique season and you don't have to go crazy working like crazy. You want to be a good steward, use your gifts, make all the money you can to pay for as much as you can. It's not hard to get a week off here and there. In the old days, we had summer teams, and many, many summer teams were part of ministry all summer long. I'll talk about that in just a moment, but that was a break, a summer break. Maybe you wouldn't do that every single summer, but you have an opportunity to use your summer for mission and ministry. The next thing is to keep praying and seeking God's will for your life. Prayer is a huge part of being faithful. It helps you grow in communion with Christ and discover things about yourself and your heart and your calling that you might otherwise miss if you're too busy to pray. And prayer is really a huge part of making foundational decisions. In college, we find the decisions like future spouses, future career paths, how we're going to be truly known to others, and more. It's really such a huge part of life that you don't want to give up on praying and seeking God's will for your life. And here's the last bit of advice. For students who might be in my geographical area, St. Louis metro area, southern Illinois, anywhere in this driving distance, if you are close, I would love to help you plug into ministry and continue to grow in your faith. There are opportunities, as I just mentioned, through Harvest Ministry and through our home church in Troy. And here are just a couple possibilities. Be a music or conference volunteer for Harvest Ministry events. Serve in worship ministry or tech ministry on a weekly basis. Serve in an internship through Harvest or church worship ministry. Volunteer with our student ministry team and provide weekly opportunities for relational ministry, mission trips, Bible studies, small group leadership, There's just so many ways that you can continue to grow and stay connected in ministry as a college student. So we want to see you. If you are a college student who I have known and you are off to college somewhere far away, and I know a bunch of them that are, when you come back home, we want to see you. We want to hear how it's going. We want you to be in church. We want you just to show up and say hello, and we want to continue to encourage you and love you. And so we're praying a blessing on you. There's a little image that I saw that says, "Dear Christian college students, the first thing you need to do as you get involved in your first year on campus is to find a Christian group and become plugged in. Don't waste these 4 years." Of course, we got to learn, we got to grow, we got to hone our craft and discipline of learning how to learn and all the different ways we're going to major and minor and career choices and internships and college scholarships. All those things are so important. We want to work at that with all our heart, like we're working for God and not just for man. But I also want to tell you this, our lives are about the eternal things and not just all the other stuff. All those things fit in and have their place, but we keep our eyes on Jesus, and that is the most important thing. There are several scriptures for college students listed on a blog post on this topic. I'd love to have you visit those and have those in your heart and mind. You can just visit timpriceblog.com and find them. And here's one that I want to share with you from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of my favorite verses. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." All right, thanks for listening to the Advice for New College Students. The podcast is officially over, but I want to just share a couple more thoughts, not written down, willy-nilly, about my experience as a college student. And one of the things that happened when I showed up to McKendree University was that I was pretty uncertain about exactly what I would do in college, what I would major in, and what kind of role it would play. But I signed up anyway. I showed up, and I got connected to several people. And the people I was connected to was Reverend Phil Gardner, who was a chaplain at our school. His office happened to be in our dorm, and it was awesome to get plugged in. As a result of his ministry and the connection of the Christian group on campus, I really was able to develop leadership and ministry leadership skills. Almost instantly, I was invited to help lead the way for chapel services and some music playing and just part of planning some great experiences and trips. And some of those experiences and trips were a mission trip to Arkansas, a mission trip to New Mexico, to an Indian reservation school, and several weekend events where we would go and serve together. The Christian group on campus became pretty connected. We talked together and planned events together and just did all kinds of awesome things, Bible studies during the week and prayer groups during the week. And in addition to serving in those roles, I also had a lot of longtime connections that still go on to this day, including my wife, Suzanne, who I met in college. And I just look back on that little season, and those 4 years were very formative. At first, I was majoring in business administration, and I actually did that for the first 2.5 years. And then I got to a couple classes that I realized were not me. I didn't like them. I didn't even make it through one of them, you know, with enough clout to move on. And all of a sudden, my whole life was kind of changed right before my eyes. I had to decide what I was really going to do here. And the second semester of my junior year, the Lord just kind of laid into my heart and life a different direction. And I remember talking to a counselor at our school, and he was so proud of a new major that he had been developing. The new major was called Organizational Communication. And I had no idea what that was, except that it wasn't business. It included some business classes. It included a bunch of ministry classes. And by the grace of God, I was able to shift things really close toward the end of college. And my last 3 semesters, with a few extra classes and some little tweaks, I was able to graduate in 4 years, which was my goal, and to have this degree that has served me well. Even though it was kind of general, organizational leadership was an awesome testimony to God's grace in my life. At a time when everything was kind of crumbling down, this new thing emerged that no one else had done. I think there were only two of us who majored in it that year. Since then, I think it's been changed to organizational leadership, and many more people have been a part of it. But I praise the Lord for those forming times and those forming moments. And from college, I went on to seminary, and from seminary, in the middle of seminary, began a ministry called Harvest. And basically, having not really, you know, planned out my whole life, I'm kind of like more of a let's go with it type person. God put those pieces in place during those years, and ever since then, I've had the opportunity to continue to serve in that way. It was a forming time of faith and discipleship, friendships, connections, and relationships, and I would hate for anybody to miss out on that. Put your focus on Jesus, and as you do that, God will open doors and orchestrate things that you could never plan on your own or imagine the beauty of.
Hey, this is Ava Andrews, and I lead worship with Harvest Ministry. We would love to invite you to listen to some of our music on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, or wherever you like to listen. Over the years, Harvest has recorded worship music, kids' worship, instrumental, and more. You can find all the various albums at harvestministryteams.com/music. Thanks!